This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Shoaib Khuddin, with me Tan Chung Han and Joyce Goh. Global markets appear to have taken trade tensions in their stride. The S&P 500 gained for a fourth day, while Asian stocks also closed higher yesterday. On the line, we have Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer with Land & Fuse Capital Managers in New York. Good morning, Dodge. How long do you think this improved risk sentiment will last?
Well, good morning, and not necessarily very long. Yes, I agree that we had a good day. The S&P did go up, but it has hit some technical levels. It's reached intermediate term upside resistance, and it failed to go through. And the other indices have to prove themselves, and they haven't yet. We're still in a trading range. So we're not finished with the concern in the market, and yes, I think it will go on for some time. Doesn't mean that there won't be some moves to the upside, but it'll be more of a sector rotation as opposed to the continuation of the averages going up together.
Can I ask you, if this is about just market dynamics, you mentioned sector rotation, but is it also about the politics? I mean, in some ways, the rhetoric has kind of maxed itself out. Is it that everybody's just numb and there's nowhere else to go considering the rhetoric, especially on the Donald Trump side?
Yes, you are absolutely right. I agree with you totally. It's really become more of a reaction to what is happening politically as opposed to the fundamentals. There are many industries that are strong fundamentally, and that if you are willing to take the intermediate and short-term risk to the downside, we'll be fine. It's just that the volatility has increased, and the level of volatility, the amount of the volatility has changed. And so, therefore, if you want to take a long-term position in the market, you're going to have to be willing to accept the downside volatility, and that part has increased primarily because of the politics.
Hey, Dodge, we've got some breaking news here. Just want to get your thoughts on this. So it looks like the U.S. has released a list of new China tariff targets, and this time it's $200 billion. Last Friday it was, what, $34 billion? This time, $200 billion. Could we see be in for a near-term shock in the markets?
Yes, we could. The market has already started to look iffy, at least our market is. And really, the trade tensions are going to continue for a while. We've really exited the point where our president can make some real inroads to having other countries accept. And now we're getting into a real trade war. And this is more of a business situation that will not be settled in the short term unless if we can get one agreement between two or more countries. That could become the beginning of a real settlement, and that becomes the example of how we can work through to the other side. But we have to have that, and there really isn't there. And we're really getting into business negotiations, what Trump has done in the past when he's been more business-oriented than politically-oriented. And so, therefore, we do expect this to continue. And, yes, the amounts are significant even now. I suspect that it is only part of the trading and the negotiations that are going on, but it is an indication that we're now getting into a real situation where there are going to have to be compromises, and it's not going to be just superficial anymore.
Dodge, getting into a real trade war between the U.S. and China, as you said, what are your thoughts on the emerging markets? They've come down quite a bit. So do you think emerging market assets offer good valuations now, or is that too soon?
Well, the answer to that is yes. And it is not, the answer is not one buy of the emerging markets now. It is phasing into the emerging markets over time, buying a position, allowing some volatility to come in, and instead of buying breakouts in the different averages, buy the pullbacks. This is a change in market strategy that we're seeing both in the trading and the investment side, where instead of buying breakouts where the stock goes up and you buy as it gets into new levels, you wait for the pullback, which is inevitable during the trading volatility, by the pullback. So, yes, emerging markets, good. Buy only initially now and just wait for further pullbacks until we begin to see levels of support in the different countries.
Now, Dodge, that may be maybe a bit of a technical analysis here, but you know, again, I want to come back to this breaking news here. So given that there's now this list that targets $200 billion US dollars of Chinese products, you know, the risk is that this could feed into the real economy, right? So how do you think equity valuations for emerging market assets will fare given this heightened risk here?
I agree that it will become more than just purely technical. We're transitioning now. The market's going to react much more to the fundamentals. That's why, yes, emerging markets, because they have taken hits already, a good number in some of the major countries, including China, are below their, from a technical point now, not fundamental, but are below their 200-day moving averages. And that means long-term investors are underwater, and so therefore there's more selling pressure. That will become more of a support area at some point once we get through the negotiations. But until then, I would not be a buyer, a total buyer, but I would start to phase in because fundamentally, and now we've got to talk longer term, past the negotiations, longer term, fundamentally, they're beginning to find levels of fundamental support.
Well, Dodge, I mean, looking at U.S. equities, you guys have just entered into earnings season. Pepsi just reported better than expected profits. And on Friday, I think we're expecting the banks. They're going to be coming up with results then, JP Morgan and Citigroup. So are there any sectors that you think could outperform?
Outperform from a trading point of view as opposed to a fundamental point. Biotechnology, retail, restaurants, technology, all are undergoing selling pressure now, but they are more constructive long-term. We expect to have earnings results that will support longer-term fundamental growth. In terms of energy, now energy is becoming very split. Oil and gas exploration appear to have reached trading highs and now will be pulling back, but longer-term, they will come back. In terms of oil and gas drilling and equipment issues, such as Noble over here, we expect those to come to the fore, and they should outperform both fundamentally and technically. In terms of the sectors that are going to underperform, those are going to be more in the Dow Jones Industrials and in that area.
Hey, Dodge, so something else we're looking out for beyond earnings, we've got U.S. June inflation data that's due out Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Malaysian time. Markets are pricing in a 0.2% increase month on month. So any chance of a surprise here, you think?
No, two answers. First, no, it is probably going to come in around that level. It is expected. And secondly, even if it doesn't, even if there's a surprise to either side, it's not going to have a direct impact on the market because it really will affect what the Federal Reserve is going to do, whether or not they're going to start to continue to increase rates. It's going to take a lot more than just an insignificant surprise to get them to change because that will give a different message than the Fed wants to give to the market. So, yes, first of all, I don't expect to have much of a surprise. And secondly, it's going to have to be a really huge surprise to affect the technical side of our markets.
Thank you so much, Dodge. That was Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer at Land Infused Capital Managers in New York. We'll be back with more business news. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.